Well, Jim Bentley, a 0-0 draw against Cheltenham. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, first of all, I think the referee did well to get the game on. It was hard in patches, but Cheltenham had travelled. So we knew it wasn't going to be a great game of football with the swirling wind and the pitch already bobbly as it is, and then freezing in places as the minutes tick by. So it wasn't, you know, both ourselves and Cheltenham like to get the ball down and play football, but you know, it was difficult tonight. I didn't want players taking chances in dangerous areas, and Cheltenham was certainly the same. It became a little bit of a battle, a little bit of a long ball game at times. We did at times in the middle and final third play some decent enough football, and so did Cheltenham. But you know, we had 0-0 written all over. I think the only thing that was going to happen tonight, someone was going to score from a set play where someone lost the marker or whatever. It was going to be a little lucky ricochet or a mistake at the back. But I think both defences were on top. Fair play to the lads. You know, both sets of players went out there and gave it their all, but it wasn't the most entertaining game. But it's a clean sheet, it's a point. We're all freezing cold. We all can't wait to get home, but we move on. We stay unbeaten at home, but we just need to make sure that, well, hopefully in the coming weeks, turn some of these draws into 3 points.
Yeah, 4 0-0 draws at the Globe this season. That's pretty unheard of, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, you know, it proves one thing is that we're hard to beat, and you know, I always go on about clean sheets, but we've got to make sure that we start knocking the ball in the back of the net at the other end. That's the hardest thing to do in football. I believe we've got decent enough players, and like, I think Lewis Alexander's playing very well at the minute. Kevin Ellison always get your goals. We've got Jack Redshaw, Jordan, I'm sure we'll chip him with a few, and now Chris Allroyd till the end of the season. So I think in time we will get goals, and you know, as I said previously, I think both defences were on top tonight. Nick Fenton come away with the sponsors man of the match. You know, either keeper hasn't had that much to do. Routine saves. I think Baz made a great save in the first half. And they had a good penalty shout, which slipped my mind there, and I think it was a penalty at the time. I'd have to see it again to confirm that. But no, it's a point. It's a difficult night for football, and I think everyone will be pleased to get home and get into the warmth, and we see what tomorrow brings.
You managed to give Chris Holroyd half an hour. How do you think he did?
I think he did well. As soon as he came on, he looked sharp. He got the ball down. He was willing to run at the defenders. Got a shot in on target. After that, showed some nice touches. You know, he's quick. He's sharp. He's a little bit different to what we got. He wants to go in behind. So he did okay, and obviously it's Ryan Williams' home debut as well. He's come in and showed some nice touches as well. I think they'll both be good additions to the squad. Both great lads, good professionals, you know, work really hard, and they both bring something different to our squad.
A point to point and a step in the right direction for you.
Yeah, that's right. I think we deserve to beat Dagenham last time out here. I think we deserve something out of the game at Plymouth on Saturday, and we certainly deserve the point today. I don't think we did enough to win the game. I don't think Cheltenham did. I think it had 0-0 written all over it. And as I say, I think a mistake or a set play might have cost either side the 3 points tonight. But as you say, it's a clean sheet. We stay. It's nearly 4 months now since we've been beaten at the Globe. 11 matches. So that's positive, and we take that into next week's difficult trip to Dagenham.